Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you. In the beginning of our study today, I want to ask you a very vital question. Were the Jews under the Old Covenant children of God? The answer for every diligent student of the Word can be given with a simple yes. There are literally hundreds of passages in the Old Testament which show that the Israelites belonged to God. They were His chosen people. One passage from the prophecy of Jeremiah establishes that truth that the Jews were God's people. "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." Jeremiah 2:13. If the Jews were God's people, and Jeremiah and the other prophets plainly teach that, was it possible that they could fall from grace? Could they backslide? If they did backslide, was that really a serious matter? Would that mean they would be lost if they did not repent and turn back to God? In the days of Josiah, the brilliant young king of Israel, God said to Jeremiah, "Have you seen what backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there has played the harlot." God begged the Israelites to return unto Him, but they refused to do so. In addition, Judah had witnessed Israel's backsliding and had not learned from it. Judah made many of the same mistakes Israel had made. Jeremiah 3:6-7. Because Israel had played the harlot, that is, they had committed spiritual adultery by worshiping idols, the Lord put Israel away as a man puts his wife away for committing adultery. The Lord said, "I put her away and gave her a bill of divorce." Can you read these words and conclude that children of God cannot apostatize, or if they do, it does not really matter? How could anyone believe that backsliding will not affect men's and women's eternal salvation unless they repent? God certainly did not want His people to forget Him and to turn to idols, but He warned them of the consequences if they did. One of the constant themes in the prophetic writings is repentance. The Jews were encouraged to turn from their wickedness and to return to their God. Incidentally, if they had never been God's children, how could they return? When God divorced Israel, that is, the 10 tribes in the north, Judah, the 2 tribes in the south, should have learned from the example of their sister nation. Yet God said through Jeremiah, "Her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also." Jeremiah 3:8. We can be very critical of Judah's actions, and they deserve criticism. But is there not a danger we are guilty of many of the same actions? We know what God has revealed in His Word. Many of us have obeyed it. But then we have allowed concerns of this life to interfere with our service to the kingdom of Almighty God. We might not call our behavior backsliding or playing the harlot, but in God's sight we are deceiving ourselves. Do you remember what the Apostle Peter wrote about backsliders? "For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, 'The dog is turned to his own vomit, and the sow to her wallowing in the mire.'" 2 Peter 2:21-22. God does not want us to defile ourselves with the sins of the flesh. He wants us to be faithful. When we turn aside, we must come back. We thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.